This is Matt Wells at UN News. Presidential elections are scheduled to take place in the Central African Republic this Sunday, despite violence that's threatened to disrupt the nationwide poll. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, one of the top UN officials there, Denise Brown, describes what's at stake in her capacity as the Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General, and stressed that rumours of armed groups marching on the capital were simply false.
I'm in Bangui today, and I've been in the past several weeks in Batangafour, which is in the west of the center-west of the country, and Ali Ndao, which is in the southeast of the country. In terms of electoral preparations and security, on Saturday, the national authorities launched the distribution of the voter cards, which is the last piece that needs to fall into place for the elections, which are planned to be and which will be carried out in the Central African Republic on the 27th of December.
So those elections happening this Sunday. So 1.8 million people have already registered to vote, but we've been hearing about armed groups potentially marching on Bangui. Is that still something about which there's a lot of uncertainty?
The behavior of certain political actors, notably the ex-president of the country, Bozize, with three armed groups, Friday led attacks on several towns in the west, which have been decisively pushed back by the blue helmets of MINUSCA, the peacekeeping mission. And there is no attack, there is no marching on the capital. They are trying to disrupt elections. They're trying to drag the country back to the chaos of 2013. The international community, the UN, the mission, the government is determined that the over 1.8 million people who registered to vote will have the right to vote on the 27th of December, despite what spoilers are trying to currently do.
How unprecedented is it for the G5 group, the European Union, Russia, the United States, the World Bank, and the United Nations to issue this kind of a blanket statement? It's a very strong statement too, also, as you say, naming François Bozize, former president.
The international community is perfectly aligned on the question of elections in this country. It's an absolutely essential step to further consolidate a peace, and the G5 regularly speaks with one voice and is always very clear about its positions. And yesterday's communique was absolutely essential to pass the message to political actors and armed groups who would steal the opportunity for the citizens of this country to vote as they've said they want to vote.
Now, you like getting into the field as much as you possibly can. What are people telling you about their needs and what they hope will happen after the poll this Sunday?
There's been a lot of change in this country. When I look back at the chaos of 2013 and 14 and the violence that reigned, there have been significant changes, but more on a macro level. So roads, electricity. What we need to see now after these elections is a change in the day-to-day life of the person who lives in a small remote village. That hasn't happened yet. And so the community is still very dependent on humanitarian assistance and will be for some time. But with peaceful elections and a government in place as of 30 March, it's time now. It's time for those changes that will affect every person's day-to-day health, education, work, vaccinations to take hold, really take hold and make an absolute difference.
Without the help of MINUSCA, the Blue Helmets, the UN peacekeepers who are there, can you get achieved what you need to get done to help the people, because there is such a lack of infrastructure, even though Central African Republic is immensely rich in terms of its natural resources?
Central African Republic is also an immensely large country, the size of France and Belgium put together. And so the Security Council has given the mandate to MINUSCA to protect the population. And also, we have a very key role to play in supporting the election. So thanks to MINUSCA's security capacity with our blue helmets, our policing capacity, our logistics capacity, our technical team, we are providing critical support to the electoral preparation and indeed to the daily life of many Central Africans, as is the UN country team and the humanitarian community.
And when you talk to the government, what do they want from you? It's not just emergency aid, is it? They want long-term support. You say the international community is unified on its message to armed actors and spoilers for the elections. But what does the government really want from the international community moving forward?
Well, let me speak on behalf of the international community, which is that we are determined and we are committed to staying in the Central African Republic to ensure that in every remote village, a family has the opportunity to send the kids to school. So working on education, to ensure that the children are vaccinated. There's a massive vaccination program being rolled out. That will take many years. That everyone has access to decent healthcare. We will stay, we will invest, we will support, we will follow, we will encourage until such time as everybody has the opportunity to live a life in dignity, the way we all should have.
And last question to you, if I may, Denise Brown, Deputy Special Representative of the Secretary General of the United Nations in the Central African Republic. There were some special tribunals set up, weren't there, to investigate extrajudicial killings and other human rights abuses in the violence that you mentioned, 2013 and beyond. So where are we now with this fight to tackle impunity?
The Special Criminal Court is functioning, has been functioning for well over a year and a half now. They have a series of investigations underway. These are international judges paired with national judges, supported by MINUSCA. It's in our mandate, supported by UNDP, the European Union, the United States. That progress is ongoing. This is not something that can be done overnight, but it's something that we follow, that we encourage, and that will make a difference to the current sense of impunity that the citizens of this country feel exists.